Just after 10 o'clock, I'm J. Thomas Smith along with Val Wilson on Sunday Morning Live. And in this segment of the program, we have Sylvester Brown of the Black Heritage Society. Also, Ebony Davis, who is the Interim Education Director of the MLK Memorial Project. Good morning, folks, and welcome to Sunday Morning Live on Magic 102.1.
Hey, good morning, and thank you so much for having us.
Yeah, Ebony.
Good morning.
Okay.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, that microphone won't bite at first. Now, so you all have a back-to-school program.
Yes, we have a back-to-school program that's scheduled out at basically we're trying to, for many of the, you know, basically the downward trend that we've had in the economy, you know, everybody's still trying to get on their feet, get their bearings. So we're doing our best to try to assist the underserved and the underprivileged by assisting them with school supplies. Why? Supply last
yes.
on the 23rd of August out at the memorial, 5225 Calhoun. We'll be in the section where the Martin Luther King Memorial Plaza is located, which is basically there at the corner of Martin Luther King Boulevard and Old Spanish Trail.
Okay, and what time is that again?
That will be from 9 o'clock a.m. to 1 o'clock p.m., August the 23rd. That's a Saturday.
Right.
It's coming Saturday, next Saturday.
Okay, great. Is it next Saturday?
Yeah, it'll be next Saturday.
She's going fast.
Yeah,
my goodness.
Pretty fast.
Okay. Okay. So, okay. Now the Black Heritage Society has been around for quite some time, and you have a number of programs. So we're very happy that you're going to be providing that those supplies for back to school. But let's talk about your the memorial project.
Okay. Well, first of all, I'd like to say, you know, in as much as the Memorial Project is concerned, you know, our mission is to honor the Martin Luther King Jr. Legacy and contribution to peace, justice, and equality, human dignity, and education by collaborating and expanding outreach programming and initiatives with community partners that provide unique opportunities to educate the citizens of Houston and the nation. You know, a lot of things are going on about, say, Ferguson and many other things. And I think, you know, we had many kids that were born in the 80s who don't understand the sacrifices that was made in order that they enjoy the things that they enjoy today.
Yeah.
So the memorial and the Martin Luther King legacy is to try and bring them in view, okay, of the sacrifices that have been made. And basically, they should be ambassadors to those sacrifices and go out and try and do their best to teach others.
And I guess it would be a good idea to maybe bring the parents in on that also, because obviously they need to be educated also.
Absolutely. Many of the parents are so young.
Yeah.
You're so, I mean, in the 80s, if you just think about the 80s and those who were born in the 80s,
yeah,
you know, and you ask them about the legacy, anything having to do with Martin Luther King, they know very little.
Well, the 15th of January.
You know?
Got a holiday.
So,
get out of school.
So that's pretty much what the outreach program is about. We're about building that memorial and bringing young people and the community into view with the legacy of Dr. King by offering those various outreach programs.
Mm-hmm.
So kids will have something to look to.
Yeah.
I mean, as I said, we've been around a long time. Obi Duckintail, our executive director and our leader in the community, he's made quite a few sacrifices.
Oh yeah.
And our goal is to basically honor him along with all the others to try and continue to do more in the city of Houston. As I said briefly, just to explain, give you a view of some of the things that we're doing, I'll go ahead and Ms. Davis, I have her here.
Let's get our phone number out in case folks want to have questions before you. It's 713-390-5102. 713-390-5102. Go ahead.
Yeah, and so what I'll do, I'll go ahead and let Ms. Davis sort of briefly tell the audience about some of the programs that's available under the project, Martin Luther King Memorial Project.
Thank you, Sylvester. As Sylvester said, the goal is to create student ambassadors. We are very excited to partner with Martin Luther King Jr. Memorial Project. We do this through our Who Am I Impact apprenticeship program. The program offers several rigorous programs through community partners. The goal is to have students go through project-based learning and also STEM. And STEM is science, technology, engineering, and math.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, we do this through several community partners. Some of the partners that we're working with is Texas Southern University. We do a STEM enchantment program, which is taught by Dr. Oscar H. Kreiner. And we teach our youth basic fundamentals of computer science and app development. We also have a program with MD Anderson, the Aspire program, which is a bilingual multimedia program that focuses on anti-tobacco messages for our youth.
Let me ask you this. Do you find that children are naturally drawn to the STEM areas, or is that something in which you have to nurture that interest?
Well, I would say with the world of technology, I grew up in the era where it was textbooks.
Mm-hmm.
Now, today, everything is so technology-driven. In order to teach, to capture the attention of the students, you have to bring in the technology and then also prepare them for the 21st century college readiness and career readiness.
Yeah.
And with us moving more towards global learning, we have to incorporate those STEM programs, not only science, technology, engineering, and math. One thing we also believe is reading and writing is important because through science, technology, engineering, and math, you have to know how to research the case studies and also form a hypothesis. So, again, our goal is to tie everything in to the Memorial Project and kind of build the skills of our youth today, so again, they have the necessary skills to move forward in this global economy.
What's the age group that you're dealing with primarily?
We deal with all age groups. We have something K for everyone, K through 12. As I was saying, we have the MD Anderson Aspire program that focuses on anti-tobacco messages for our youth. We also have a program through University of Texas that focuses on healthy relationships. We have Me and You for our younger audience, K through 5. And we also have It's Your Game for our middle school and high school audience. And that program is an evidence-based comprehensive program that emphasizes on abstinence, but also teaches students how to protect themselves from pregnancy, STDs, including HIV.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have the Jump Rope for Heart and Hoops program that is partnered through American Heart Association, and that educational component teaches our youth about heart attacks, stroke warnings, and just overall healthy living.
Yeah.
Just some of the things that have been lost throughout the generations that have not become important to our youth today, just trying to instill that innocence and those family values back into them.
Yeah, that's kind of interesting. I was at the Skeeters game yesterday, and as the guys were warming up, they're doing those basic stuff, exercise and like, and then flash back. That's the stuff they were teaching us in the fifth grade and sixth grade. And now I said, I need to get back into that basic stuff, because you can do your stretches and your little routine in 10 minutes or less, basically. And I don't think, it doesn't seem that the kids are getting that anymore. It seems like it would be so simple to teach the kids to kind of give them those, use their own bodies as instruments to exercise and to become more healthy. Don't need a fancy health club or some fancy weights or anything. Just do some push-ups, some sit-ups, and the like, some calisthenics. And it would be a good way to get them on course to a healthy living. But, you know, we don't have a lot of time. You've got so many programs, so much good stuff here. But I know you've got a, what's this cotton picking program you
got? In other words, we wanted to make sure that we had a tagline that that's real, and it mobilizes young people to understand that if you don't be a part of the voting process, okay, you can ultimately end up in prison. You can ultimately end up jobless. You can ultimately end up being discriminated against. There's just a number of things. So the Vote to Pick Cotton basically pretty much is to educate non-registered and registered voters related to the voting machines and proper voting formalities, educating of non-registered voters also related to requirements, you know, what's required at the booth, what the locations are, how you utilize the public ballot information, just a number of things that involves being a participating in the political process.
Okay, but what about the cotton picking? I think if you need to teach them about the picking the cotton. Once they get all that humped over and back aching and then all those thorns in your fingers and everything and carrying that heavy sack and stuff, then maybe they might be inspired to vote.
To that extreme, young people have no idea of the sacrifices that was made, and they don't realize if you don't become a part of the political process, it's equivalent to basically the same thing we did, ancestors did years ago. You're picking cotton. Yeah. But you're not getting anything, so you could ultimately end up in a bad place or a bad situation. So you have to be involved in the political process. A lot of them, when you bring the tagline up, vote to pick cotton, what do you mean pick cotton? We don't know anything about pick cotton. Well, you don't understand that it's equivalent. The things that you may experience would be equivalent, or the things that you are presently experiencing is equivalent to picking cotton. So
maybe a part of the program at the beginning, just show a video of folks picking cotton.
And then, but more
have
importantly,
read about picking cotton.
Yes, but more importantly, Jay, you can always go home, and trust me, you have a grandmother, a great grandparent. Mm-hmm. If you want to know about picking cotton, just go pick the phone up.
The important is that you're powerless if you don't use the vote, if you don't use the ballot. You're giving away your power. You're not utilizing your power. Mm-hmm. It's like having a stack of money on the table, but you're starving to death. You're not taking it to go and do the things one needs to do to, obtain the best from life.
Can I give you a metaphor to that?
Please.
It's almost like having all the money in front of you, but they've cut your hand off at the wrist, and you can't pick the money up.
Yeah.
Okay? So it's just like having your hand cut off and amputated at the wrist. So we've got to be able to move beyond that and know how to get what's...
Use the brain.
Absolutely.
Exercise. Get motivated. Well, so you got some great programs here, and how can folks get involved or take part in the program?
Well, I'll go ahead and let Ms. Davis tell you that.
Well, they can get involved by contacting 281-241-9183.
One more time.
281-241-9183. And they can visit the website at whoamiinc.org. And again, that's whoamiinc.org. And of course, they can visit the Black Heritage website or the Martin Luther King Memorial website. And that website address is www.houstonmokjrmemorial.org.
And of course, there's a link on our website, myhoustonmagic.com, for all of our guests' programs this morning. Again, I want to thank you both, Ebony Davis and Sylvester Brown, the Black Heritage Society, for being a part of the program this morning.
Yeah, and one last thing before I let you go. Radio 1, Magic 102, News 92, 97.9 The Box have been wonderful partners, and the city of Houston to get a chance to see how wonderful they have been here in the next couple of weeks. All you have to do is visit the Martin Luther King Memorial Plaza out there, and you'll see their name in bold on our donors wall,
Mercy.
All of the Radio 1 stations.
Oh, that is so wonderful. I'm about to cry. Well, thank you again very much. We appreciate you.
Oh, thank you so much for having us.
All right. It's 10:15, 15 past.